listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman Channel and get started today.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to a new week here at Superhuman Radio. We've got great shows planned for you all week. We're starting out hitting a home run out of the park today with a series that my executive producer, Elisa Profumo, has decided to put together. This is the Superhuman Radio Annex, where we are going to try to do shows to help the professionals in our audience be better at what they do. And starting off today, during the first hour, we're going to have Greg Ryan. He is the author of Rich Trainer, Poor Trainer. If you're already a personal trainer and you can't seem to get yourself out of the box, you can't seem to achieve the level of success that you want, and let's face it, we measure success by money. Greg is going to tell you how he made over $1 million as a personal trainer and how you can too. Later in the show, one of the most recognized male faces in the fitness industry, he has graced literally thousands of magazines, covers, and inside. He's been in movies. You'll know him when you see him. You may not recognize his name, and it's Christian Boving. Is going to tell you, if you're already in that shape where you think, you know, I should be on the cover of a magazine or someone should use me for an ad, Christian is going to tell you how to get it done. And the guy's a genius. When you learn how he became the most recognized fitness, male fitness model in the world, you're going to go, holy mackerel, this guy is not only handsome and buffed, but he's a genius. And he's going to share his secrets with you later in the show. So let's get started. Greg Ryan, how are you?
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. First of all, so the audience has a little snapshot about you. You have been a personal trainer since you were in your teens, right?
Yeah, I started when I was 16 in my basement at my parents' house. I would charge my colleagues in school to come in and work out. We started doing some exercise programs for football, and I kind of took a leadership role, and I just started kind of charging my own friends in high school.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, tell me something. You say you took a leadership role. Do you think that it requires being a leader to be a successful personal trainer? There are a lot of personal trainers out there who almost impose their will on their clients. You think that's a necessary attribute?
Yeah, and most trainers either impose their will or they don't impose their will enough. Leadership requires in the personal training business, let's face it, people hire trainers for accountability. Whether they realize it or not, at the end of the day, they want the trainer to get them from point A to point B. And sometimes leadership requires accountability with that client. And that's where some of the trainers fall short, is they don't show that leadership. Number one, they're paying you money. But number two is that they don't have the answers, the knowledge, or the inspiration to do it. But at the end of the day, there's going to be some hard decisions that trainer has to make. I have found over the years that I have to be willing to let that client go on a day-to-day basis to hold them accountable to their goals.
Let me ask you a question. I am a big proponent of walking the walk as an example of commitment. And I have an old analogy that I talk about on the show when we talk about physicians. You know, if I would not go to an obese physician who is already on a bunch of meds, because that's kind of like going to a mechanic who's always late for work because his car is always broken down. You know, why would you want a guy who can't maintain his own car to care for your car? Do you think that analogy applies to the personal trainer, or do you think there are exceptions to the rule? Do you think there are personal trainers out there who maybe they're not good at getting themselves in shape, but they're good at getting other people in shape. Should you look at your personal trainer and say, I want to look like that person, or should you discount how they look?
Well, I think there's a respect angle that goes with the client and the personal trainer. And I don't think clients expect you to have 2% body fat. But I also do believe that they expect you to at least be trying to do the same things that you're trying to implement with them. A lot of times trainers will, what I call empty words, which I wrote in one of the books that I write in the series is on people skills, and that people are a lot smarter than you think. And if you're just telling them what to do as I say, not as I do, those are just empty words. And I became a professional bodybuilder at 21. I got my MPC card, and I think that hurt me in a way with some clientele, because there's a market out there that doesn't want to be that way. And but on the other hand, I also took a graph for about 15 years, and I graphed my income compared to my body fat percentage. And it was direct relationship. My income increased or decreased directly with my body fat levels, which was very interesting.
So you think it's almost subtle that someone looks at you and they don't say, wow, this guy has single-digit body fat. They just look at you and go, holy mackerel, this guy's reached a level, or gal has reached a level of conditioning that shows that they know what they're doing.
Right. I think it's the latter.
Yeah, and I agree. And I don't. We do. This show is about physical culture and longevity. But you cannot address longevity and you cannot address physical culture without looking at bodybuilding, even though bodybuilding is a splinter abstract of physical culture. And I say all the time, whenever we do bodybuilding type shows, I know there's a portion of my audience, especially some of the women, that tune out. And I say, look, don't tune out. And here's why. Everybody wants to look good naked. Everybody wants to have a certain look. Whether you want to look like Marky Mark when he did the underwear ads, or a pro bodybuilder, who are you going to learn from but somebody who has been able to achieve the extremes in repartitioning and manipulation? And that's a bodybuilder. So don't listen to bodybuilding shows like, oh, I'm never going to put on a banana hammock and step on a stage. Look at it like you're listening to Yo-Yo Ma talk about playing, you know, an instrument. You may never want to play to that level, but who do you want to learn from? You want to learn from somebody who barely plays better than you, or somebody who does it for a living?
Right. Now, one thing you want to keep in mind also is that as a trainer, in order to take yourself to a different level, you're going to have to decide early on what markets that you want to focus on. I became very successful years ago because I decided to niche market myself into a demographic that most people didn't want to deal with, which was people over 50 years old or 60 and the elderly people. So when you're dealing with that market, the appearance doesn't always play that as big of a role unless you're dealing with a market, let's say, a little bit younger. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So
don't you think even with the older crowd? Okay, let me step back. Tell the audience how old you are now. You obviously got started when you were 16, but you're in your 40s now, right?
I'm 46, yes.
Okay. And I've seen pictures of you. You've got a great physique. Do you still maintain near that physique that I've seen pictures on the internet?
Yes.
Okay.
And one of the reasons being, like I said, maybe it's self-confidence level. Maybe it's just I have a problem with not practicing what I preach, whatever it might be. But, yeah, I keep that. Because my business, being self-employed and not relying on anybody else, is direct relation to my success.
Well, and the point I'm trying to bring out here is, you talk about a niche. There is no larger niche today than baby boomers. And guess what? Baby boomers don't want to look like slightly revamped versions of their dads and their moms. They want to look better than they did when they were teenagers. Because when the baby boomers were teenagers, it was all about, you know, get stoned and party and free love and all that sort of stuff. They didn't look really good back then. Now
right.
They're like, oh man, I got a second shot at this. I want to look like Marky Mark when he did the underwear ad. So of course they're going to come to a guy who's in his 40s and looks like, a somewhat like a bodybuilder, because that's like, oh man, I may not be able to reach that, but you know the old adage, shoot for the stars and maybe you'll hit the moon.
Right.
Well, who are you gonna take advice from? A guy who's 40 and carrying a spare tire, or just because he has some certification, or a guy who's in his 40s and looks fantastic and has a certification?
Right. And the other point I want to make too is that being in my 40s, even though at times it's a little bit tougher from the inspirational standpoint, if I'm going to focus on the baby boomer generation, what better of an example is, like you said, a mid 40 year old man that's trying to keep himself in shape and you know, relating to some of the aging things that a baby boomer has to go through.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Trainers sometimes say, well, I'm in my 40s, this is into my career, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I beg to differ that. I think somebody in their 40s can be more marketable than somebody in their 30s.
I agree. I agree 1,000%. There's never been a better time. And I'll tell you something else. Doctors are not healthcare professionals. Personal trainers are. We need a switch in the names. Doctors should be called sick care professionals, and personal trainers should be called healthcare professionals. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to start digging into the secrets that Greg has learned over the years that will flip your switch from just being a mediocre breadwinner to a world-class personal trainer. Who knows? Maybe we'll see you on TV real soon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a 2-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. AgeForce is introducing a brand new patch on my website. It's a combination pregnenolone DHEA patch. Ideal for those of us who are aging and want to maintain healthy hormone levels. This is a time-release patch that delivers its DHEA and pregnenolone over a 12-hour period. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. We've got a buy one, get one free running right now for my audience only. We're talking with Greg Ryan. He is the author of Rich Trainer, Poor Trainer. He wrote the book because he realized that there were a lot of personal trainers out there who just couldn't figure out how to take their chosen trade and really make money at it. Isn't that the problem? We've got a lot of people who become personal trainers, and a lot of them are good personal trainers, but they have a hard time finding clients. They have a hard time marketing themselves. Most of them have a hard time talking about themselves, don't they?
Yeah, but it really boils down to a decision that I made early on. And do you know what a lifer is? Have you ever heard that term, lifer?
Yeah, I mean, it's applied to a variety of different things. It's somebody who's doing something for the rest of their lives. They feel like they're going to do this for the rest of their life.
Right. The military coined that phrase because that people that are in the military are lifers. And I decided early on that no matter what, I was going to be a lifer. And I decided that I was going to treat this like a business. And one of the mistakes that trainers make, where they only go to a certain level or they can't get clients, is that at the beginning of their career, it was a job. And they didn't make that quality decision that they were going to be a lifer no matter what. It didn't matter if I made $5 or I made $150 from one aspect, because I made a quality decision that, number one, I was going to be a lifer, and number two, this was a business. It wasn't a job.
So what happens when friends, and this always happens, right, Greg? You're out at a party. And it's around Christmas time, and people go, well, after the new year, I'm getting in shape. Hey, Greg, what do I need to eat? What should I be doing? They come to you, they write right in your face, right?
Yeah, and the mistake I made is I used to give away free advice because I wanted to be liked by everybody.
Right.
And what that ended up doing is it ended up affecting my psyche more than anything, is that I started feeling, I'm giving all this information away for free.
Used. You feel used. And not only that, your greatest commodity as a consultant, a personal trainer is basically a consultant. Your greatest commodity as a consultant is your brain and your time. And if you're giving your brain and your time away for free and answering questions and replying to friends' emails, that's time you can't turn into dollars.
Yeah, and that was very hard for me to learn. And you have to be polite about it. And you might want to give them a little bit of advice, a little teaser. But you have them your business card and say, these are my hours. I'd love to talk to you, but right now I'm out having fun with a party. And just don't be rude about it. We do leave a lot of money on the table. Trainers do.
So do you have in business they say, you got to have a one-liner to make a transition to a sale. So if somebody who is an acquaintance of yours comes up to you and says, Greg, I've been meaning to talk to you. I'm going to make the commitment this year. I want to get in shape. What should I do? Do you just simply brush them off politely and say, hey, we're at a party. If you want to come to the gym and consult with me, how do you make the transition where they go, okay, I'll come and talk to you?
Well, one of the rules is you always want to control your conversation. And so you either get their phone number. You never let them make the decision, because 9 times out of 10, whether it's the timing in their life or whatever, they're not really serious. They say they are, but they really aren't. They're motivated by a New Year's resolution. So you have to get their phone number. And leadership sometimes requires you going to them in a passive-aggressive way versus, in your face or whatever. But don't let them out of your sight unless you've got their phone number. Give them your business card, but say, hey, I would love to talk to you, maybe not tonight, but let me have your phone number and I'll call you. And then live up to what you said. A lot of trainers do not back their knowledge up or their promises up. So I'll give them a business card, and it won't be 48 hours at the most where I'm calling them.
Oh, you got to take them on their face value of their word. They said they wanted information. You can't say to yourself, oh, they really didn't want to. You got to call them.
That's right. And the other thing is, you never give out your prices in a public setting. Never, because you lose the sale. Again, you have to get them in your facility or in your location.
So when somebody says to you, Greg, how much do you charge? How do you deflect that into talking to them later?
Well, I will say to them, I do not shout my prices out. They will range. There's a range based off if you want to go longer. Everything's in packages or however you structure that.
Right.
I'll tell them I don't shop anything out. I do not barter, and I do not. My prices are all the same for everybody. It's equal. But I'd like to sit down and talk to you what we have to offer first.
Right. Tell me about, so your series of books is actually 9 different books, correct?
That's correct. I decided to write one large series, and then people can, if they don't want to buy the whole series, they can buy the individual books.
Does each of the books address a different challenge faced by the personal trainer?
Yes. The first book is on business 101. The second book is on psychology 101, about how the trainer treats his business and his people. Another book is called Common Sense 101, where trainers lose sight of common sense in the approach to.
Give me an example of losing sight of common sense as a personal trainer.
Well, everybody's so gung ho on PhDs or certifications, which is rightfully so, but they don't tell their own stories, or they don't put it in reality. They put it in a fantasy world. And so when they're trying to educate people, people are smarter. This is the other thing that I learned, and I wrote this in my Trainer Dude book, is that people are smarter than you really give them credit for, and they know when you're BSing them. So just level with them. Tell it to them straight. If you don't know an answer, tell them that. And tell them that I'll find out that answer for you within 24 hours. But they know when you're snowing them. And then they leave you because they don't think you're being truthful. So there's a common sense approach, a day-to-day, what people are going through. Hey, I'm doing the same things, or I'm having troubles with the same things. And I think trainers are so gung ho of not looking weak, or that they know it all, or they're too scientific to one side of it. So they lose that common sense approach to fitness.
If people want to learn more about the book and the books, rather, they can go to rich-trainer.com. Correct.
That's correct. That's my daily blog, and then get a hold of me there. And then next month, everything will be on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, either digital, Kindle ready, or hardcover.
Okay, so let's talk about and your blog is dedicated to the professional, right? This is where trainers go to learn more information, right?
Right. Whether you're just starting off or you've been in it as long as I have, I just thought maybe I could share some of the stuff that, that I have gone through, whether it's the client retention or just some of the little things that I learned from the business side of it, or niche marketing, or where the industry was going. Maybe I could help somebody else. Maybe I made a lot of mistakes and I got very frustrated, but I wrote these just so I could maybe help somebody else.
Okay, talk a little bit about your most recent blog, Trainer Dude Rule Number 14, Harness the Ego. What do you mean by harness the ego? What's the mistake that most trainers make as it relates to ego?
There's two things I think trainers cost them more money than anything else, and they go hand in hand. The number one thing is their ego. They have to leave it at the door, and clients know it, and they can smell it.
Okay, and so like, give me an example of, like, when you say ego, what, like, I'm stronger than you are, or what are we talking about when you talk about ego from the trainer-client relationship side?
Well, there's a transparency that needs to happen, and like I just mentioned to you, if you don't know an answer, say you don't know an answer, because the client knows when you are yanking their chain. They can just feel it. So that's an ego. Well, I don't want to feel weak. I want to make sure that they think that I know everything. I mess up once in a while. I might have hamburgers or whatever that's not normal for me. I will tell my clients that, and
right.
It builds a relationship with them. And the other thing that goes with that, I don't know, I use the term wolf spiders. Wolf spiders are one of the only species that eat their own. And in the training business...
Boy, I wish they would do it more often, because I had to kill a lot of them in the house over the years. They're obviously either having really big large litters, or they're not eating enough of them, one or the other.
I think so. But that's the other thing that keeps trainers from making money, is that whether it's a medical person or a physical therapist or another trainer, whatever it is, They're small-minded, and I grew up in a small
town. So in other words, they bash the other professional.
They bash the other professional. Or, for instance, a lady came up to me in a major health club here in town, and she says, well, I guess that you and I are competitors. And I said, well, it depends on how you want to look at it. I said, yeah, if you're a wolf spider, we are a competitor. But I said, listen, you know, our state is the second most miserable state in the union. Don't you think there's a lot of people out there?
Yeah.
And so I would send some of my clients that maybe chemistry just didn't work for me or for them and send them to somebody else. Most people today, trainers, they wouldn't even fathom that.
Yeah.
So because the goal is to help that person live a better quality of life, whether it's with me or if it's with somebody else. So it's the ego costs them, and it's the closed-minded thinking, wolf-spider mentality.
You know, I learned this being on the consumer side. I bought a Persian rug about 20, maybe 18 years ago. And when I and it was a beautiful rug, and I got it at a great price, and I loved it, first of all. When I got it home, I thought, you know, I've got young children. I think I'm going to have it clean, not clean, you know, Scotch-guarded, waterproof, because the kids are going to spill stuff on it. So I went to the Yellow Pages, and I found the company here in Louisville that did that. Well, the guy who came out, he badmouthed the rug. He said, where did you buy this rug? What did you pay for this rug? This rug is junk. You got ripped off, blah, 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 blah. Because he wanted me to come and buy a rug from him. But what?
Right, so how did that make you feel toward him?
Well, first of all, but here's what it did. I lost all trust for the Persian rug industry. I brought the rug back to where I bought it and got my money back, and I didn't buy another Persian rug. Because I thought to myself, if I can't make an informed decision on my own, and then I'm going to have people twisting me back and forth, then this is a product I can live without because I don't know if I'm getting a good deal. So I ended up not buying a Persian rug ever again because I felt like I couldn't trust any of the people in the industry. And that's what happens when you badmouth another personal trainer to try to get a client. You may get that client. They're not going to stay with you for long because chances are they're going to distrust all personal trainers.
Bingo. That's a huge – I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, it really doesn't benefit anybody. You don't, if you have to badmouth other people to get business, then you have a problem. That's sales 101. Talk good about your competitors, but talk better about yourself. We're going to take
a quick
commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be digging deeper into Greg Ryan's head. Maybe some of you are out there thinking about becoming a personal trainer. When we come back, we're going to talk about certification courses. Get Greg's opinion on that. You can learn more about the series that Greg has authored by going to rich-trainer.com. Later in the show, Christian Boving, one of the most recognized faces as a male physique model. He's going to tell you how easy it really is to get yourself into a magazine. Hey, who knows? Maybe I'll be on a magazine cover soon with my gyno. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the antibiotics anabolic steroid dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Greg Ryan. He is the author of Rich Trainer, Poor Trainer. Personal trainers are going to save a lot of lives in this country. A lot of doctors are starting to get wise and aligning themselves with personal trainers. Doctors are actually thinking about and starting to write prescriptions for exercise. My God, how much longer? When will insurance companies start paying for personal trainers instead of drugs? It's in insurance companies' best interest to get people exercising instead of putting them on pharmaceutical drugs, because guess what? They won't get sick once they start exercising. It's a lot cheaper to manage those pools if you don't have to buy pharmaceutical drugs. Okay, Greg.
Yes,
Trainer Dude 101, on-the-job training or PhD, things that you don't learn in school. First of all, how important is the certification course that you undergo? I mean, there are some out there that really are just like diploma mills. You read a book, you take an open book test online, and you're now a certified personal trainer.
Yeah, I think they're important. I don't think they're a cure-all, end-all, but I do think they're important, and there's only probably three of them that are credible enough. If you're going to work in a medical setting or a gym or anything, they're going to probably require you to have that.
So what three do you think are credible? Just curious.
Well, you got the American College of Sports Medicine.
Yeah, they're the best.
You know, they're probably the elite. You got IDEA, you have ACE. And there's a bunch of them out there. Like you said, do $20 and pay for a piece of paper. But I think they're important. But at the end of the day, I have to be really honest with you. In 30 years, I think probably a dozen and a half people asked me if I was certified.
They just assume you are, right?
They either assume, or you know, you walk the walk. You don't have to say anything. Your leadership rules without even having.
But
to
you
say
know,
anything.
But you know something that's dangerous from a consumer standpoint. I just underwent a business relationship. I'm a huge proponent of understanding what I'm getting for what I'm paying for, mm-hmm. And I like to understand detailed structure, because then I know if I'm getting what I was supposed to get, if I'm not getting what I was supposed to get, or if the responsibility is mine for not getting what I was supposed to get. And I recently entered into a business relationship because I was enamored with this guy because he had a bunch of high level clients. And what I came to find out was whether my expectations were off or not, I didn't get what I thought I was supposed to get, because I never sat down and said to him, now tell me what I'm getting for this money every month. Can you give me detailed action plan? Can you tell me? So with that being said, I think that that's a cautionary tale. If you're looking at a personal trainer who's training with a lot of your friends, and your friends say they love this person, that's important. But that shouldn't be the exclusive gravity of your decision, right?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I used to work for Kathy Smith out in California, the lady that produces all the fitness videos, and in the early 90s. And we had probably 35 trainers there that looked the part and charging a couple hundred dollars an hour. But they were liabilities. And so I got hired to be the fitness director, and the third day I had to fire 20 of them.
No kidding.
Because they were more of a liability.
When you say a liability, were they hurting people?
No, but we didn't want to take the chance that they would. And there were some exercises that we saw from an observation standpoint that just, you know, it crossed the line. You know, California was one of the very innovative, and everybody, you know, tried new things, and I think it got kind of out of hand. So we had to put a boundary on it and require education.
Okay, so with that being said, if someone has already been working with a personal trainer and they're listening to this interview and they go, you know, I don't know if Betty Sue has a certification. And now they go in and they say, hey, Betty Sue, I know I never asked you this before, but are you certified with anybody? And Betty Sue says, nope, I just learned this as I go. I would imagine that you would say, well, don't immediately eject that person. Consider what kind of progress you've had with this person before just putting all your weight on a certificate, right?
Right. You got to take every case, you know, one at a time. I mean, but let's also face it, too. The reality is that people go by association, and right or wrong. So if they see this person that does look like they're in good shape, they're going to make the assumption that person knows. I think it's the job of the trainer to be upfront, to give them documentation of what their experience is, what they're good at doing, what is to be expected. I do a two-hour orientation with people, and they know when they walk out the door what's going to be expected from me and expected of them. And I will tell them, I just don't know if this is going to be really a fit for us, or I don't know if you're really at the right time in your life that you're ready for this. And they know at the end of the day where I've come from, what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, and I'm up front with them right from the beginning.
Okay, so find out if they have a certification. Some certifications are better than others, but OJT plays a big role in this, doesn't it?
OJT plays a big role in this because I have learned that this is a people business. This is a psychology business. And one of the things I wrote in Trainer Dude 100 was that not every workout fits all. There's two different types of personalities that walk into my offices, an A type of personality and a B type personality. I cannot approach them the same way, or I will lose them as a client. I could maybe approach them on similar exercises, but my approach to them on holding them accountable, to encourage them when appropriate, to kind of just put the clampers down when appropriate, that is a personality trait. So if a type B personality comes into my office and I am a checklist, in-your-face type of trainer, you're going to lose them just like that.
Okay.
Well,
I was going to say, let me ask you a question that actually just got messaged to me on Facebook. Can you give me like the top two or three things that a person can do if they just recently got their certification? And now they want to start building a clientele. Are there any like go-to steps that you can detail here? Hey, do this, this, and that, and you'll start finding clients?
Okay. This is a relationship business. And what I learned over the years, my father taught me I'm only as good as the people around me, and I'm only as good as my last golf shot. And so I want to develop a network of feeders. So I'm going to go to the like-minded professionals that already have some of those clientele that I can develop a win-win situation. I moved here 15 years ago into Louisville, and I started working with day spas because in California, that was 6 years prior to that, that's what was happening is that people were going into day spas and getting exercise and nutrition programs.
Uh-huh.
So I started working with day spas, chiropractors, psychologists, physical therapists.
What's in their best interest? Why is it in their best interest to refer somebody to? Should there be a finder's fee? Should there be a sharing of revenue? Or is that taboo to even speak of? That kind of dirties the deal.
No, it probably dirties the deal at the end of the day. You have to market that as an extra benefit to them from a customer service standpoint. And, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. And we're all in this together, and that goes back to the ego of the trainers. They don't want to, do that both way thing. So that's what saved me a lot of outside marketing is developing those relationships, and you can do that immediately. You can go right out there and develop a relationship with those feeder 4 or 5 people that down the road, when other people have to spend $5,000, $10,000 on flyers and marketing and stuff, you're developing these relationships, which takes a little bit more work. But at the end of the day, my clientele stays with me an average of 5 to 9 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
And I have hardly any no-shows. I have no no-shows. I have hardly any cancellations. Because in that orientation, they know what to expect. A three strikes, you're out policy. I'm sorry.
So in other words, if they stiff you three different times, you're done.
They're done. Or if they are a bad apple, I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that, but I also understand that I am in the energy, encouragement, accountability business. And if one bad apple comes in there and their intentions are not good, and I wrote this in the book called The X Factor, the trainer has to have something about them that is able to know when to encourage somebody or to hold them accountable and know when to say, you know what, in the bigger picture here, this you're angry, you're mad, you're not in this for the right reasons, and I just don't know if I can help you at this time in my life. Because if I don't do that, Carl, it's going to project into my other clients. And at the end of the day, I'm going to lose more if I don't take care of it at the beginning. Now, that takes leadership. That's not easy in a bad economy.
Well, because nobody wants to send money away.
Nobody wants to send money away. But at the end of the day, what I've learned over the years is that I will make more money of my retention than going out there having to market myself and spend more money on something that
I learned that in business. That's a truism in business in general. I don't care if you're a personal trainer, you sell widgets, you sell advertising like we do here at Superhuman Radio. There are some clients that as soon as you get wind of them, you realize that this person is not interested in a real relationship. They're just looking to cause problems. They're going to be more trouble than their money is worth. And you have to turn them away from the get-go. And people will go, well, but how can you do that? You know, they want to spend money with you. They want to buy a widget from you. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it because that one customer is going to drive your customer relationship quote in time down, because you're going to have to spend so much time holding their hand and dealing with their kvetching and everything else that goes along with it. It's just not worth it. You're right. And a lot of people don't have the sensitivity, or that it actually takes courage to tell money, no, I don't want you right now. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got a lot more good questions for you. If you are a personal trainer, if you're thinking about becoming a personal trainer, this series of books can make the difference for you. This series of books can actually make the difference in you turning your love and passion into a real business that you can support your family on. Go to rich-trainer.com today and get started reading the series of books. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same.
Welcome back.
There's bullet holes where my compassion used to.
This is the Superhuman Radio Learning Annex, the professional enrichment series. During this first hour of the show, we're talking with Greg Ryan, author of Rich Trainer, Poor Trainer. For those of you out there who have aspirations of becoming a personal trainer or already have jumped in to the game, now you got to figure out how to make money at it. And Greg knows how to do that. Later in the show, one of the most recognized male cover models in the world, Christian Boving. Okay. If you're new to the game, Greg, how important is it to have something under your belt, like maybe a bikini competition if you're a female? Because let's face it, if you're going to go to these professionals that you're going to develop marketing relationships with, right? And you can't say, I've been a personal trainer for umpteen years. I've got all these success stories clients have helped. You're new. Don't you have to have something personal to say where people go, wow, at least you have some contribution made already?
Yeah, I think no matter what part you are in your career, the most powerful thing is your own personal story. But probably that becomes more powerful at the beginning, whether it is a bikini contest or it's a bodybuilding show or whatever it is. You got to have something of a personal nature that is powering and people can relate to.
With you, what was it when you first got started? But you started with your friends. Did you have a great physique as a young guy? Were you more talented and stronger than them that made them look to you?
No, matter of fact, I was really the smallest guy on the football team. I didn't start bodybuilding to my late teens, but. I wanted to be creative. I was willing to approach them and put it in a common sense, creative form. Hey, why don't we try this? This is working. We documented everything. And so in that group study, I just became kind of this leadership role of saying, okay, let's track all this stuff. And so then my body started changing a little bit. And so I just kind of led by example. And, you know, also kind of just the cream rose to the top and they started looking to me for, you know, ideas.
Now, let's go back to the book series just for a second. One of the things that you talked about earlier, the X factor, you talk about the gift, EQ versus IQ. What is the gift that a personal trainer should have, and what is EQ versus IQ?
Well, EQ is emotional intelligence versus intellectual intelligence. It's more of a people reading, behavioral study. I never learned this in school, but I don't know where it's come from, but I have this X factor of being able to read people's behaviors. And when a person walks in the door, I know if they have good intentions or not so good intentions on coming to me. And so the X factor is not necessarily one of those things that you can learn in a classroom. You almost, it's like Simon Cowell with his stuff. It's almost like you just have it, and you just are able to be, you're approachable. You can put things in common sense approach. You have that ability to read people and be one step ahead of them. That's what the art of this whole, of a trainer is how can you stay one step ahead of your client, hold them accountable at the right time, and then encourage them at the right time.
What about, you know, a lot of people today get paid a lot of money to help their clients find excuses. You know what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. It's not your fault. And these people generally don't make any progress. And they gravitate towards these personal trainers who do exactly the opposite of what you're saying. These personal trainers let them off the hook. They give them excuses. It's not your fault. You know, and they take their money. What is that really doing something of value for that person?
Well, no, it's doing two things that people don't know. I mean, it's not doing any value because you're creating an enabling entitlement society. You're not holding them accountable, and that's what they really want you to do. I have noticed, and it was hard for me to do, but I've noticed over the years, the more accountable I hold people, the more success they have, the better my retention span is. It's like children growing up. They don't like the boundaries or the things that you set forth them, but they want those. And at the end of the day, you're empowering people by telling them the truth. You're degrading them and disrespecting them by telling them some BS story just because you want to take their money. And the reverse is what happens, and it amazes me every single time, Carl, is that when I am upfront with them and I say, I don't know everything, I'm going to be truthful and love, but I'm going to tell you like it is because I respect you and love you enough. Now, if I lose you as a client, then so be it. And every single time, they will continue to come back.
Yeah, because really, at the end of the day, people want that results, or they wouldn't have come to you in the first place. So they know. Good, I'm sorry.
They know deep down what is the truth and what is not. And if you tell it to them in a respectful manner, they'll respect you more, and that's why my retention span is the way it is.
You know, kind of just to wrap up this, the EQ, IQ, move on to something else, would you say that if someone does not have that visceral sensitivity, that this is not a good trade for them?
This is not a good trade for them. This is a people business. You treat it like a business. It is a psychology business. It's a leadership role, and it takes a lot of energy and a special type of person. And it's not for everybody. They start off as glamour, and it's a nice thing to do. And, oh, my gosh, I get paid for working out with people and all that. But at the end of the day, it's very draining, and it can be. And if you don't have that X factor, you will be a mediocre trainer that will work for a gym for the rest of your life.
Tell me about the psychology aspect of this for a second. You keep talking about the psychology aspect of it. And in one of your books, you talk about the fact that it's not about the numbers, education versus motivation. What do you mean it's not about the numbers? It's not about the reps and sets. It's not about the money. What do you mean by that?
No, I guess what I'm saying is it's not all about those. People, trainers spend 80% of their time and effort educating people on charts and graphs and everything, and 20% of the time on their common sense approach, people skills. And I'm not saying you have to have both, but this is a business of about reading people and motivating people when you need to, and helping them with the behavior and showing leadership. The numbers is kind of the chassis that runs everything. And then what they do is that the number stuff, they think they make the mistake that one fits all, and that does not hold true either. And so they're afraid to jump out kind of out of the comfort zone. So this is more, from a percentage-wise, this is probably 60-70% psychology and people skills, and another 30-40% or whatever numbers and logistics.
I had Alwyn Cosgrove on the show quite a long time ago, and we recently re-aired the show when personal trainers attack, and we talked about from the consumer standpoint, when they've made a bad choice and ended up with a bad personal trainer, you know, how do you break away? What do you do? How do you assess if your personal trainer is good or bad? A more difficult question I'm going to actually pose to you. If there's a personal trainer out there, Is there something that they should be looking at to find out if, because I don't think any personal trainer wants to be a bad personal trainer. So with that being said, is there something that a personal trainer should be assessing themselves by to say, gee, am I a bad personal trainer? Maybe I need to look at things differently and change my game. What should a personal trainer be looking at for self-assessment?
Well, purely from a business standpoint is retention. That's all mine is. Mine's about profit margin per square foot in my little facility and about client retention. But most trainers, they try to build up volume because that's how they feel that they're judged. And that's how they judge themselves is by how many people they have, not how many they keep. From a business standpoint, that's how I grade myself. How much profit I'm making per square foot in my facility and how long I'm keeping all my clients. Because that's a reverse compliment, or it's a indirect compliment.
And yeah, right. If somebody drops you, they're basically voting no. But if someone stays with you, they're basically voting yes.
Right. So if a new client comes in and they ask me, well, how long do your clients usually last with me? I know where they're going with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that says volumes.
Tell me, we only have a few minutes left in the interview. What's your opinion of the boot camp? Do you put on boot camps? And is boot camp something that a personal trainer should be looking at as another revenue stream?
I think it is another revenue stream. And again, I think it's what demographics that you want to hit and how much you charge. And if you're good at group programs and the leadership role with that, I think it fills a void. I think our business runs on 2.5-3 year trends. And so boot camp, you want to try to get on that trend and that wave and ride it as long as you can. I think it's a niche market. I think it's a minority market. I don't think it's a major market. I think you're only going to make so much money. I think you're limited on money income.
Do you think boot camps are effective? Do you think that, or if they are effective, in what areas are they effective? Can a person who's just starting to train start out in a boot camp, or do you think that that's a mistake, that they need one-on-one time first before going to a boot camp?
Well, you know, boot camps, group sessions, aerobic, you know, people like groups. The downside of that is they try too hard and they compare themselves with the other client or the other person in that room. So I think you're better off to gradually get involved in something else and then go to the boot camp, because people are set themselves up for failure. I mean, boot camps, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, a lot of them are geared or addressed to the people that are already exercising and they need some cross training, not the deconditioned person.
Okay, the website is rich-trainer.com. This is a 9-book series to help you really make a living at your chosen profession, something you love. Also, it should be said that Greg is going to be making travels around the globe and speaking on behalf of his book series. You're going to be in Italy in not too long, right?
Yeah, we're headed to Italy, and then I've decided that this is, I wanted, at this point in my career, I wanted to leverage my time and to develop something that I could duplicate, and so I'm writing books and traveling now.
There you go. So go to his website, rich-trainer.com, and follow him on his blog, and he may be in a city near you. And if you are a personal trainer or thinking of becoming a personal trainer, this is a worthy investment in your trade. Greg, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Not a problem, Carl. Thank you very much.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Christian Boving on. This is a really exciting interview. Christian Boving is a super businessman, and you're going to find out why when you come back.
Who's Who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridge. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incentivize
incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You may not know my next guest by name, but you definitely know him from the numerous images and magazine covers and inside magazines and movies and so on and so forth. And the only thing that dwarfs his handsome good looks and his charm is his intelligence as a businessman. He's Christian Boving. How you doing, Christian?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that lead-in. That was got a lot to live up to now.
Well, it's very, very true. People don't really know your story. You've been on another radio show that I did years ago, and I got to learn more about you at that point in time. And I was recently talking to my executive producer, Elisa Profumo, about you in reference to this interview. And I said, you know, Christian has been on the cover of more magazines, in the magazines. And you know what I remembered from that interview? I said, I remembered that Christian is like a savvy businessman. He had his own studio, his own photographers. He took his own pictures and then sent them out to these magazines and said, hey, do you want to use this? He didn't wait for them to knock on his door and say, hey, Christian, you want to come to a photo shoot? He produced the photos and sent them out to him, and they used them.
Yeah, it's, you know, but that comes with age, I think, too. I mean, kidding aside, I mean, you do the magazines and you start to see kind of what they want. And I'm a consumer. I'm actually out there in the real world. They're not. They're kind of trapped in their little bubble. And they have these creative, you know, urges that they want, but they don't really think outside of the box. And so when I'm out in the real world and I'm asking people, what's something you want to see more of? What's something you want to see less of? I get their input. So I'm able to come back and have an idea of what is going to be selling before the magazines themselves know what's going to be selling.
Isn't
so
that
when I was
something?
Able to go out, I'm also in touch with a lot of the female fitness models and other people that are out there that are just kind of up and coming more than they are. So I see the new people. I see the new, who I perceive to be the next hot thing. and I ask if they want to do a shoot with me. I find a photographer that I know is great, that I work well with. You know, you do the setup yourself, and you do it along the lines of what the people in the public really want to see more of, some of those images, and you shoot it. And that way you're able to control your image. You're able to get a great cover shot, and you know how you look best in camera.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's deconstruct this for a second, okay?
Okay.
So let's say somebody's out there, and maybe they've recently gotten ready for a bikini or physique competition. They did real well. Their body is in really, really peak shape right now.
Right.
And they're waiting for someone to knock on their door and go, "Hey, come pose for the." And it's not going to happen, obviously.
Not going to.
And even if they hire, every now and then
it does happen.
Yes.
Every now and then, somebody does get that shot in the dark. Somebody does get that phone call or that knock on the door. But honestly, it's so rare, it's not even worth mentioning.
Right. And even if they hire a PR person or they send out headshots,
yeah,
the chances of them getting the tap on the shoulder is rare. So if they want to employ the Boving method of success, okay? And we're gonna coin this term today here on the show. what they really need to do is first of all find a photographer that they've worked with already that they know can make them look the best that they can look, right?
Absolutely, very. It's probably the most important thing.
So how do you find the photographer?
People take some of the worst shots. And I've seen some people that you just look at in person and go, "I wouldn't even try it," to take some incredible shots. So really, a lot of it does depend on the photographer.
So how do you find the right photographer? Do you have to throw some money at it and have some headshots done and say,
"Never
this
did in my life. I've never had an agent. I've had an agent for my acting stuff. But I've never had an agent, a manager, or a publicist for anything I've ever done in fitness, be it the ESPN show, be it any of the covers, be it my endorsements. It's always been just me, because nobody's going to work harder for you than you, first of all.
Right.
And second of all, like when you do the breakdown, a manager's going to get 15%, an agent's going to get 10%, your lawyer's going to get 7%, your publicist is going to get $5,000 or $6,000 a month. When you do all the math, you're literally left with about 7% of your 100%. So is it going to be worth it? Because let's face it, there's not a lot of money in fitness modeling per se. Where the money comes from is becoming a commodity within the industry, and creating yourself as a name, and then moving up from there and making yourself valuable to other companies that can actually capitalize on this image that you've created. But how do you create that image? You've got to do the magazines. You've got to get the covers. You've got to get in there. You've got to get people wondering who you are and inquiring about you to the magazines themselves, or writing in saying, "Who is this guy?" Or, you know, Facebook is a huge thing now, and the net is a huge thing. So, you know, you've got to really just publicize yourself, you know, imagine yourself as this. Who do you want to be to the public?
Well, that's a question. Now that's a question right there. I want to finish this one question here. So
okay,
how does somebody select a photographer? Are there any steps, or is it just trial and error? There's nothing you can do.
Trial and error. Yeah. I mean, nowadays, when I started, there wasn't things like Model Mayhem and things like that. Now, I hear a lot of negative things about these kinds of sites where the photographers are just using it to pick up the girls, or these guys aren't even really photographers. So, you know, if you're a girl, you need to definitely take out an escort with you to make sure that you're safe. Guys are on Model Mayhem too. I mean, get out there and try these new photographers, because an expensive photographer, a well-known photographer, is going to charge you money. And if you don't have money right now, these guys, the way I look at it, there's some fantastic photographers out there, and they're diamonds in the rough. They want to make a name too. And if you pair up a photographer, like, let's go back a minute more. When David Paul, he's one of my favorite photographers, he's one of my best friends. David first started shooting before he became the prolific David Paul that he did. He has probably shot 70% of all the shots I've ever done.
Really?
In my life. Yes. He helped me create the image that I am. Now, he didn't do a lot of cover shots simply because his eye wasn't, he didn't have an eye for cover shots. He kind of put the foreground and the background within the same shot. So he created a beautiful image,
right,
like almost like a poster, but he could never focus on the foreground, which would be the model.
Right.
But you go on Model Mayhem, go through the shots, go through the photographers, write them, say, "Look, I'm an up-and-coming fitness guy, fitness girl. I'm going to go for some cover shots. I would love to work with you and see if we gel. Take some of those shots, send them into the magazines, and believe me, the magazines are looking for the next big thing too.
Yeah.
They want to find it too. But they're not going to put out the money to go look for it. You have to discover yourself in these days and ages.
We actually have to take our first commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you about how does somebody select their image, what they want to portray, or is it something that just comes naturally? We're talking with Christian Boving. If you want to learn more about him, go to his website, Christian Boving, BOEVING.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatylserin, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard to find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget, Age Force announced to my audience exclusively a new DHEA pregnenolone patch that you can get a buy one, get one free. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the new Age Force pregnenolone DHEA patch. Very cool stuff coming out of Age Force. They're making this stuff just for my audience. We're talking with Christian Boving this hour. His website is Christian Boving, B-O-E-V-I-N-G. .com. Christian, I'm looking at the cover of Muscle and Fitness where you are on a Suzuki motorcycle. Are you telling me that you had that shot done and sent to them, or was that a shoot that they
No, at? No. That was, now occasionally, Muscle and Fitness pretty much, let me think about it. The first three covers I did of Muscle and Fitness, they actually had supplied the photographer. They called me after that, and quite honestly, it was after that cover. I was so unhappy with that cover. That is the cover that actually made me decide to go out and get my own photographers.
Really?
That photographer, it wasn't his fault, per se, because Joe Weider wanted an exact shot for the cover that month. And it was the one you saw for some reason. and I won't say a name, but an extremely famous photographer shot it. And it was literally, I sat on a bike, and he would say, okay, move your little finger a little to the left. Okay, no, a little to the right. Oh, right there. Okay, tilt your head a little bit. So if you look at that cover, you can see how it just looks posed. It doesn't look real. It just looks abnormal. It was so
But Christian,
I walked away from that going, this is the worst shoot I've ever been on. I'm so not happy with the shot. And it could have been a great shot. And they were also putting in, you know, product placement stuff. It had to be a Suzuki bike. It had to be gargoyle sunglasses. It had to be this. It had to be that. And it just didn't look natural to me. And for me, a cover is supposed to emit emotion. You're supposed to have fun with that cover. Bob Kennedy actually put it perfectly to me. Bob Kennedy, owner of Muscle Mag, Reps, American Curve, you know, Oxygen,
right.
Very good friend of mine. He's helped me a lot through the years. I love that guy. But he gave me some of the best advice he's ever given me in my life. He said, Christian, I guess I could say any words on here, right? Can I say anything?
No curse words, though.
No curse words. Okay, I'll use a different word then.
Yeah.
He goes, Christian, I want to look at a cover. You want a great cover? I want to look at a cover and think the second we yelled cut, you and her walked off and boinked. I want to emit that emotion. I want that raw sexuality.
Right.
I want to have emotion coming from that cover. The cover with the motorcycle, there's no emotion there. Come on.
But no, you're right. Okay, but you look great. I mean, you look fantastic. The guy, I mean, your abs, your lats, your arm, everything looks great about you.
Well, I appreciate that. If you're picking it apart, then yes. But as far as like,
You're right. It's like two mannequins. You're absolutely right. She even looks like a mannequin, just like barely touching your back.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's nothing there. You know, it looks like we didn't like each other, if anything.
Maybe
doesn't really sell a cover to me.
Well, you see, Bob Kennedy wants people to think that you went off camera and boinked. Joe Weider wants people to think you walked off camera and got divorced.
So and they got it with that cover, that's for sure.
And they definitely did it with that cover there.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, like, I think a lot of people are afraid to do what I did with the go out and get the photographers. And I was lucky enough to, at that point in my career, I'd already worked with some really great photographers. I'd already gotten about 100 covers behind me. So they knew that I could sell covers. So I was going out to, you know, guys like Robert Reif and Corey Sorensen and Alex Ardenti. And I was getting some of these really great cover shot photographers. And we were just doing, you know, covers on spec, basically. They would give me their time. I would get their time. I would go to some up-and-coming, really hot new girl, or sometimes a well-established girl. Like, we shot with Jennifer Walcott, who was one of the few playmates ever to shoot while she was still on Playboy contract, actually.
Wow.
And, you know, we got the cover of M Magazine, which I was editor-in-chief of in South Africa. She got the cover, I believe, of Oxygen. We got the cover of Muscle Mag. You know, so we were really lucky with some stuff.
Now,
and honestly, there's never been a time that, and this is not egotistical, it's just you got to know your audience. There's never been a time that I've actually done that and not gotten at least 4 to 5 covers out of that shoot.
Really?
Every time.
How many covers have you been on now? Did you ever add it up?
You know what? Honestly, it sounds ridiculous. And it's a different age now. Let's start by saying that. Now, the magazines don't really create these personas. They actually just use two-dimensional images.
Right.
Before, it was, you know, we were personas. We were caricatures.
Right.
People read about us and they wanted to know about us. And that was the fun time. It was more of a golden age. Now it seems like they just are reading for the articles. And, I mean, how many times can you read an article that says, how do I blast my biceps?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's kind of boring. So it's a different time. But I've had over 400 covers.
Wow.
But these are covers of, you know, of everything. I've been in cigar magazines as far as, you know, different, just all across the board.
Yeah.
So 400, and again, back then, they were using the same people.
You know,
the same people sold the magazines. People were reading. If they saw me on the cover, they knew that there was an article about me inside or about the movie or about a television. So they were interested in not just the shot on the cover, but the people inside. Now they don't really have anything to gravitate towards inside, which is probably why, or at least one of the major reasons why magazine subscription rates are down 70% across the board.
Yeah. How does somebody zero in on their image? Should your image be a magnification of certain qualities and attributes you have, or should you reinvent yourself?
Well, I mean, the thing is, if you're lucky enough to be able to come out on top and be one of the top people, if you don't have an image that is more or less just already you, you're going to be living a lie, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't want to do that. I'd rather somebody meet me, or if I'm talking to them, they just go, yep, that's exactly what I thought you'd be like, or a little bit more so. You know, I don't want to put out this image that's not me at all. So everything that you know, read about me, or everything that you see, or everything that you hear, that's just me. I don't try to pretend to be something I'm not. If you like me, then that's wonderful, and if you don't like me, then I'm sorry, I wish you did, but I can't help it, and that's all there is to it. I mean, I don't pull punches, and if I say something, it's what I truly believe in, me, myself. And I could be wrong, not often, but no, I'm kidding.
you know
I
what?
Could be wrong, but it's truly the way I feel about a certain thing.
No, no, I'm actually exactly the same way. In fact, several people in my life always say that there's no buffer between what I think and what I say.
Exactly.
So it just comes
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
But so let's talk a little bit about the submission process. So let's say there's somebody out there that just got ready for a competition. They really, really look good. They have a good photographer. Mm-hmm. How do they choose the composition of the photo? Do they find something that's in vogue right now and use that as the foundation for the composition and shoot those shots?
If it were me, I would send a shot that just is a straight full body shot, like from the front and from the side and from the back if it's a girl. If it's a guy, pretty much just from the front, from the side. And then do like a shot that you would actually kind of imagine yourself on the cover with. Because the thing is, now, and again, to go back a little bit, I started when it wasn't, you couldn't just email a shot. I started when I was writing letters, literally, and sending, you know, photos in the mail, literally. I basically beat them into submission to where they finally went, all right, you know, we'll do one cover with you, and then if it doesn't work, will you go away? You know, it's literally one of those things. So you've got to be relentless. You really do, because these magazines, how many shots of different people do they get every single day?
Well, I was just going to say, I think digital imagery and email have actually made it worse, because back
yes.
in the day, for you to sit down and type a letter and put your photos in it and mail it out, that a lot of times was the point of entry where a lot of people wouldn't even bother doing that. Now, you attach an image, you send it in, and then there's thousands of them a day coming in.
Well, not only that, but you can digitally enhance your images. You can actually play with them. So sometimes you meet somebody and you say, is this even the same person? So that's one problem. So it's twofold. One, I would suggest you find the editor of the magazine that you want to be in. You get some great shots. You send those in. The best case scenario is, say you compete, let's just for argument's sake, you're competing at the WBFF show in Toronto.
Right.
And, you know, oh, God, I just lost his name. One of the great photographers, the last name starts with a B.
Yeah, I don't know. Chris, I know Chris Zimmerman.
He's there. And yeah. He's a scout. And basically, you look for the great photographer because he's got a lot of in. People believe in the photographer. So you're going to send in your own shots. Then you're going to work with one of these guys and actually ask them, hey, look, could we get a test shoot together? They're just as anxious to find the new person as the magazine are. So really, just don't limit yourself. Go all out. The more images these magazines are receiving from other places as well as you, the more interested they're going to be in talking to you and finding you.
I got you. So you're sending them images, and then you're meeting with this particular photographer at a venue, and he's sending in images of you too. So it's two different
yep.
points that they're getting the same person. Go, oh, wow, look at this.
Exactly. And take your images that you shot with the other photographer to this new photographer. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have, you know, the new photographer might just look at those images and say, those are good enough for me to want to shoot you on a test shoot.
Right.
It's just you're always one-upping yourself. And just the thing is, don't forget the people that got you there. If these images are good enough for a photographer to look at and say, wow, you look great, let me shoot you, then you know what? Help this new photographer, because this new photographer is most likely going to be your best person in the world 2, 3, 4 years from now. That's where you develop your relationship.
How do you help how do you help the new photographer?
Because once you get in the magazine, then all of a sudden you can say, hey, look, let's shoot with this guy. They're going to want images of you. And then you take this guy and you shoot with him. I mean, I have a very, very good friend of mine, Heather Clay. She's an up-and-coming big fitness star on the rise. She has found her own photographers, her own videographers, she's on her own YouTube site. She's done all this stuff. And because of that, she's now booking cover after cover after cover. She's at the LA Fit Expo representing Iron Man. She's here. She's there. And she's done it on her own. And she's an example of how you can do it. You just can't sit around and wait for it to happen. Get a YouTube channel. Get your Facebook channel. Start talking about you want to be a fitness person. Get some shots up there that will attract different people, that will get you a following. Because believe me, that is what some of these magazines really pay attention to. And then all of a sudden you can say, hey, check me out on Facebook. See how many fans I have. How do you think, oh, God, I'm blanking. I don't know these new the girl with the blonde hair, really, really popular fitness model, Jamie Eason. That's how Jamie Eason got started, from what
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She's from Texas, too.
She's from Texas.
Yeah, because you're originally from Texas, right?
Yeah, I'm from Dallas, yes.
So she's from Texas, yeah, I know who she is.
You don't wait for these opportunities to happen for you. You create these opportunities, but you only put out good shots. Only put out good shots, because you don't need a bad shot, because all of a sudden, people remember you for your worst shot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's what they're going to remember. they're going to remember the worst shot you sent.
You've always got to one-up yourself.
Yeah. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I've got some questions coming in from Facebook. We're talking with Christian Boving. How to make it as a fitness model. You can't sit and wait for someone to knock on the door and say, wow, you're the next big thing. You've got to make yourself the next big thing. That's the message here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw. The delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Christian Boving. You know,
hello.
You said earlier about, and I just want to touch on this before we get back onto the topic at hand, about how you are Your honesty exudes from you. In fact, that's actually caused you problems, as I recall from Chris Bell's movie, Bigger, Stronger, Faster, where you revealed for the first time, you broke the rules. You revealed for the first time how the before and after shots are actually reversed. They do the after shots first and then the before shots later.
Wait, that part technically was not me. They just actually put that into the movie at the same time that my clip played. It did appear to be that way, but I've got to be, I'm glad you brought that up. I would like to clarify one thing that, the one thing I do is that I will say something about myself.
Right.
In a heartbeat, honestly, because that I feel that I owe that to the fans, I owe that to the people out there. I mean, thinking about it, it's like I lived a unbelievable life. I traveled the world doing seminars. I was with, Muscle Tech for a long time, which they do make great products. I'm not saying they don't. I was with them for a long time. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to make a living talking to people, and they're going to buy my magazines, and they're going to see the movies I'm in and the television shows I'm doing. And how am I going to repay them for being fans? I'm not going to lie to them.
Right. And really, the only thing that got you in trouble with Muscle Tech, you never say anything bad about Muscle Tech, but what you were honest about your use of super supplements, right? And you know what?
Yeah.
The irony is that everybody out there is taking steroids from movie stars on down, but God forbid you admit it. And everybody wants to step back and take an arm's length from you. And that's really what that, and so your honesty cost you a very lucrative contract, did it not?
It did, in fact, cost me.
Okay, but you
contract,
know what?
Yes.
And if that's
it,
keep
my integrity.
But if
at the end of the
thank
day,
you, thank you.
At the end of the day, it was about 3 or 4 years now since that's happened, and it's taken this long to actually build myself back up. I have some really, really cool things happening. I took a step back, and
I don't understand that. I don't understand why you had to build yourself back up. If anything, that should have elevated you. In my eyes, it elevated you, because what that says to me is Christian Boving, under all conditions, tells the truth. Now, who would I want to be in business with? I want to be in business with somebody with integrity. And when and integrity disappears when money comes into the picture for 99% of the population, but not you.
Thank you for saying that. The thing is, though, how many companies out there do they want somebody with integrity who's going to actually tell exactly what's in that product? How many people do they want telling exactly what's in their product? It's been up until now, honestly, that I've actually I've just started work with this new bar company called Quest, I'm extremely excited about.
Well, Quest is proud of what's in their bars and what's not
exactly.
In their bars.
Exactly. That's my whole point, is that they're ecstatic to be able to talk about exactly what's in their bar. These guys are, the bar does the talking for themselves. For me, I've already eaten the bars long before I actually spoke with them.
Yeah.
And they have some really cool things in the pipeline.
What's the most Quest bars you've ever eaten in a day? I bet you I got you beat.
Yesterday I had 10.
Oh, dude, man.
Yeah.
I just had 10 a couple days ago. The most I've had in one day was an entire box, 12 Quest bars.
Wow. Wow. I had 10 before noon, though. I got one.
Oh,
like,
dude, man.
Yeah, because I was actually working with them at the
hope you have a good
Anaheim Natural Food Expo. And I was trying all the flavors, and then a couple of the flavors I thought were my favorite, and then the next one I tried became my new favorite, and I would do two or three.
You know what the funny thing about that is? I love their flavors, but I always, always, always go back to the vanilla almond. The vanilla almond is like, for me.
Me too. That's
I
my
still,
favorite ones.
Yeah, I eat those by the box full. I eat them by the box.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Anyway, listen.
Yeah, so, now, and they appreciate the fact that I told the truth, and, I know that the fans out there and the people out there appreciate the fact that I told the truth. Now, granted, when I did that, I got a lot of angry mail, and some people sent back something saying, why did you do that? And I said, because, what, you think I'm going to lie to you? Would you rather I just lie to you and tell you that, some certain pill or that it's possible to do nothing and do this and you're going to look like us? And believe it or not, about 30 or 40% of the people said yes, we'd rather be lied to.
And that's a sad. That's a stat. And that is exactly why the government in this United States is protected forever, because
people rather stick their heads in the sand
and be told that everything is fine.
Yeah, and honestly, that's so not me. And again, Muscle Tech, they make great products, and I did take hydroxycut, and I did take the products that I said that I took. the fact was that, you know, to be a 270-pound person at 5% body fat, that's physiologically just impossible.
Yeah, it takes a little. You know what? Age. But the day will come. I'm like Martin Luther King. I have a dream that the day will come when people understand that there is nothing to fear about anabolic steroids, and that we can actually cure a lot of the ills in this country with anabolic steroids. But it's not going to happen. Hopefully, it'll happen in my lifetime. But the pharmaceutical industry just has to be in place to profit from it before they'll let that happen, and that's the bottom line.
Exactly. Have steroids ever really killed anybody?
No. But clearly, Tylenol has.
You actually took the thing that I was about to say. But Tylenol has killed how many people?
Yeah, 100 people a month die from Tylenol.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's called abuse. Yeah. Just don't abuse it. Yeah. More is not better.
Yeah.
You know, with anything.
Well,
more is better.
There is a point of diminishing return, but more is better up to a point. Let's just say that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's get back on track here. I've got my photos. I've figured out what my image should be. I've got a good photographer. He's really brought out the best in me. My body is in perfect shape. I've got these photos in my hand. Who do I send them to? Do I send them to an editor? Do I send them to the owner of the magazine like Bob Kennedy? Who do I send them to?
Well, now Bob is pretty busy doing a lot of other things. If you send them to Bob, the chances are Bob himself will never see them because he has so much stuff piled up. I would send them to the editor-in-chief, like a Bill Geiger. Bill Geiger is like one of the main guys over at Muscle Mag. Or, you know, Johnny Fitness, Gino, or there's some people over there that, you know, just read in the magazine. It says who the editor-in-chief is and start blitzing them. Send them a nice email explaining who you are. Send them two or three great shots. And then just don't stop there, though. Don't think they're going to see
that.
That
was my next question.
Email you back.
That was my next. So, in other words, if I send two or three images attached to an email, the email should be short and sweet.
Yes.
Love your magazine. Just thought I would submit these. Recently did a competition. Would love to be in your magazine. That's it. Nothing else.
I would say, never lie, though, because you only get one chance to make a first impression. So if you're going to stay in this shape, here's the key also. A lot of people send in great shots, and then the magazines will say, wow, this person looks phenomenal. Let's shoot with them. And they get a shoot with them, and they don't look anything like those pictures. That'll kill you in the water. You'll never get another chance. Look like you do in the picture. Always look like you do in the picture. So if you're taking shots 2 days before competition, let's be realistic. I think it looks cool. You think it looks cool. They think it looks cool. But does the public think that looks cool? Probably not. You don't want to have shredded abs if you're a girl, because you're not going to be on the cover of Oxygen magazine.
Right.
You have to look at who your audience is. You want to be a woman. If you're a woman, you want to be a woman that other women are going to aspire to look like. And you want to be a woman that guys are going to look at and go, mama, I want to go out with this chick.
Right.
You know, you want to be a guy that looks like you can save the day. You want to be a guy that guys can look at and say, I want to look like that. And I'm talking about mainstream, because everybody's kind of going mainstream. I'm not talking about muscular development.
Right.
I'm not talking about Flex magazine. It's a whole different audience.
Also, that's a very narrow niche. You'd rather go mainstream. Let's be honest here.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is actually why I whittled down originally. I don't know if you know this story, actually. When I first moved to California, a long time ago, let's put it that way, a long time ago, I moved out there and I was 300 pounds. I wanted to go pro in bodybuilding, and I saw guys like Flex Wheeler and Paul Dillette and, you know, these guys walk around going, oh, my God. You know, not only do I not look like these guys, I don't know if I'd want to look like these guys. Honestly,
yes.
I saw the lifestyle. And so I was in a tight spot because I really only wanted to be pro for so long. But then I saw this guy, Mike O'Hearn, walking around, and I knew about this guy, Frank Seppi, walking around. And they were starting to kind of diet down and get down to the 240, 250-pound range, which was still a big guy, but it wasn't this hulking mass that these other guys were. And they were starting to get some books, you know, some magazine work, some catalog work.
Right.
So I thought, you know what, Mike O'Hearn's this blonde-haired guy. He looks like a Ken doll. He's like Mr. Perfect. You know, Frank Seppi is this Italian good-looking guy. I'll be like the middle-of-the-road Indiana Jones guy. I'll be the everyday guy.
Right.
And so they actually coined the term fitness model for the three of us. That terminology really did not exist before the three of us actually started. But a fitness model back then was a 240, 250-pound guy that was in between a little, you know, health guy and a bodybuilder. So, yeah, interesting story, isn't it?
That really is interesting.
Yeah, so that's kind of that's how we got started. So we were the only three of us. Back into the how do they get 400 covers. Well, I mean, if they wanted to cover with a fitness model, they had three of us to pick from.
Right.
Clark Bartram also. Clark Bartram was there.
Right. He's affiliated with ISSA now, apparently.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. And he was really heavily into EAS.
Right.
So they kept him busy. But pretty much it was Mike and myself and Frank that did all the covers back then.
Yeah, and Frank Seppi was – I actually met him a few years ago.
Yeah,
at the Arnold.
Cool.
Nice guy. Very, very nice guy.
Very cool. Very smart guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Good friend of mine.
And
like
he, very handsome guy, too. When he was young, I mean, he had very full muscle bellies. He had a very appealing physique, but he wasn't overly big. He looked
right.
Very athletic. He looked very, very athletic.
Right.
Yeah. And so what movies have you appeared in? I was looking on your website. I see you were on the shoot of Sheena of the Jungle or something like that. What shows?
That was a TV show. I was on Sheena, Queen of the Jungle and VIP and Alias. And, you know, I had my own show on Battle Dome where I played the Commander. I was on ESPN. I did a bunch of those, TV show called Grown Ups, which was a comedy, actually. Movie-wise, it was in Batman and Robin and the Kingdom of Heaven and Flawless and...
all of these a result of your appearances on so many covers, you think?
That didn't hurt. But no, I had ties in the movie industry. So the way I would position myself in the magazine industry was the same way I positioned myself in the movie industry. So when I would go out for a film, I would say, look, I know that I'm up against some bigger names, but what I can promise you is that I'll get a cover of this magazine. I'll have an article inside the magazine talking about the movie. So I come with pre-press.
Ah.
I am my own press kit guy. So I will blow this little tiny part that you're about to give me out of the water. You'll have a legion of people that are fans of bodybuilding going to see the movie just if you give me this little part. And usually that's how it would get started.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
No, it's cool. You know, it's marketing. It just, you market yourself that way. And, like I said, after the Bigger, Stronger, Faster debacle, I kind of wanted to take a step back and see where I was going to go in life. So I took the step back, and this year I'm kind of coming back with a vengeance.
Well, I want to talk about that. I want to dedicate some time, the last segment of the show. I want to talk about where you are right now.
Oh, cool.
I want to know if you're training again. I want to know all about what's going on in your life right now. We're talking with Christian Boving. Again, and I sincerely mean this, his good looks and charm are only dwarfed by his intelligence as a businessman. Make no bones about it. This guy is not
Thank
a success
you.
By accident. Go to
Thank
his website, Christian Boving, BOEVING.com. We'll be right back.
Doch wir treten auf der Stelle, versteh doch, es geht unsere Existenz. Vergiss das Materielle, vergiss den Job, vergiss Mercedes-Benz. Diese Welt ist für den Niesen und vor allem braucht sie endlich mal eine Entscheidung. Und was ihr auch braucht, ist die Liebe von allen.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening.
happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah.
Yo. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with fellow superhuman, Christian Boving. Christian, are you still living in the Santa Monica / Marina Del Rey area?
I actually moved up to the Pacific Palisades.
Oh, good for you. Very nice.
Same area.
Yeah, yeah. And
on the ocean.
Are you training? Are you still in fantastic shape? You had probably one of the most aesthetically pleasing physiques of any of the quote unquote fitness models, and you were ridiculously strong as well. You were not all show and no go. Are you training
Thank
again?
You. Yeah, I actually got the bug again about 2 or 3 months ago. I never stopped training, but I just kind of stopped training like I would for the shoots and for the magazines and things like that. Like I said, I took a couple of years and really, you know, that. It really bothered me a lot, actually. It wasn't so much that I lost the contract, although that wasn't great after Bigger, Stronger, Faster. It was more like I believed that I let people down, honestly. And so I kind of went away. I did my own thing for a while, and then I never read the blogs. But then I started realizing that more people were happy about what happened, and I felt like I really had been more of a champion for the people and gave them an opportunity to see the truth where I felt like I had done the right thing. So then I started getting excited about it again, and I came full circle, and actually I'm training for a movie. It's the first big lead in the movie I've had in a few years, called Zombie Massacre, actually. It's a video game adaption for a movie, and we're kind of riding on the coattails of that movie that with Brad Pitt, World War Z, which is another zombie movie. I guess the world is wanting zombie movies now.
Yeah, you know, we're going from vampires to zombies. It's like when
exactly.
we were kids. We're going
exactly.
back to when we were kids.
Exactly. But so. it's a really cool script. It's a fun, fun script. I'm really excited about it. I fly to Italy to shoot it in May. I'm there all of May and June, shooting in Rome and in Tuscany. And then that's the first one. I signed on for the sequel already, and then I have another movie that I'm going to do. It's a fictional story of the Bin Laden assassination. It's actually a very cool story.
Are you going to play like a CIA or an operative?
It's one of the SEALs.
One of the SEALs?
It's,
okay.
It's a SEAL that actually goes in to kill the SEALs. It's a like I said, it's a fictional story, but it's based on fact. It's going to be really, really, really cool. I'm extremely excited about that.
So how hard are you training? Tell me what you look like right now.
I'm back training as hard as I ever did. I've got to get in top shape for this movie, so I figured I was going to try to get back in the magazines again and just kind of hit the ball running once again.
So give me an idea. When you say you're training as hard as you used to, are you getting in there and are you squatting yet?
You know what? I stopped squatting over a decade ago.
Why? Do you really feel it blows up your midsection?
No, you know what? I broke my legs on Battle Dome, on my knees. And so when I did that, I just stopped squatting, and there's a rounded leg press in the first room of gold. I could still do everything fine. It's just... I think mentally, I don't need to be 300 pounds.
Right.
And I already have, I'm already still pretty big. I'm 248 as of today.
Okay.
I never really lost size.
Right.
So for me, just this rounded leg press and doing some minimal things keep my legs as big as I need them to be.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, I only do things that I need them to be. I, I never really liked squatting. It always also hurt my lower back.
Well, because you're like me. You're tall, so we have very long upper legs, and it throws our geometry off completely. We end up having to lean further forward, and it puts a lot of strain on the lower back then.
Yeah. So I stopped squatting about 10 years ago. I started using this leg press and get pretty much the same results out of it. But, you know, I'm back in the morning. I'm doing cardio every morning at 40 for 45 minutes, and I go back 2 hours later and do my training. And my training, believe it or not, I'm somebody who has never trained more than an hour. If I'm in there for more than an hour, literally just training with weights, I've done something wrong.
Right.
But then again, I only train one body part at a time.
Right.
Besides arms, you know, I'll do arms together or, you know, abs and calves together. But other than that, it's always just one body part at a time. I blitz that body part. And if I have any time, if I'm there for more than an hour, I obviously haven't hit it hard enough.
Right, right, right. I've actually moved to more of a high-intensity training approach myself, but I'm still doing entire body but I get it all done in 40 minutes or less. And this morning I did something that I haven't done. I'm trying to come back. I you know, it's hard for me. I have these, I zigzag. I give it a lot of dedication for a short period of time. Then life gets in the way. And then I kind of slack for a while. But today was the first day in probably 7 or 8 months that I've gone in and deadlifted and squatted during the same session.
Wow.
It really, really felt good.
Good job.
Yeah. No, I know. And I missed 475 pound deadlift a couple weeks ago, but I did do it a pull it for a double today.
Good job, man.
I'm on my way back up, and I'm hoping to. But the only problem I have is I vacillate between strength and aesthetics, and I really do want to look as good as I feel. So I have to focus more on my diet right now. But anyway, with that being said, so are you still in or near the single digit body fat right now?
I'm about 9 or 10, probably.
That's pretty damn good.
So
that's pretty damn good. That's fantastic. Would you say your age, or it's taboo in your industry to say your age?
No, it's not. It is taboo, but who cares? It's 42.
Oh yeah, no, you. Oh my God, I'm going to be 54 this year. Come on, what are you breaking my balls here or what?
Nothing. It's taboo. Let's do it.
Yeah, no, it is good. So, in summary, do you think that there's still a chance for people to get in and on magazines with the large number of people coming into the new bikini/physique segments? It's really attracting a totally different audience now, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know what? It's not hard to get on the magazine covers. It's going to be hard to become a name, like a household name.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that before, there weren't that many people that could be counted on to be in shape, you know, day after day after month after year. And then the thing was, they always knew they could call me and I would always be in shape and I would always be ready. And, you know, you've got to be humble and you've got to be appreciative, which I truly am. And, you know, a lot of these people feel like they're doing the photographer a favor or they're doing the magazine a favor for being on the cover. And it's like, are you kidding me? No, they're doing you a huge favor. And, you know, the way I would get a lot of covers also is that they would offer to pay me, and I would just say no for the most part. I'd say, you know, no, I appreciate being here. Don't worry about paying me. And then because of that, though, they would say, hey, let's get this guy. We don't have to pay. I'd get 10 covers as opposed to one cover. And then those 10 covers, though, would be worth their weight in gold to a supplement company or to another a clothing company or somebody that was trying to get a name in the fitness industry. All of a sudden, those covers become worth a lot more than you would have ever been paid literally for shooting those covers for. So you just kind of play it off the one or the other.
And that's really your style. You allow your compass, your internal compass, to drive your business relationships, don't you?
Absolutely.
So you don't go out and look and query for different opportunities. You actually fall in love with something and go, that's what I want to do. In fact, aren't you doing that with Quest right now? Didn't you approach the folks at Quest and go, I love your product and I want to be involved?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I did, actually. It's the first time I've really gone about doing that. I tried to a bar at the USA's in July, actually, and a friend of mine was telling me about them. And honestly, I was one of these people, and I'm not a snob at all.
Right.
But this friend of mine said, oh, my God, I tried this bar. It's unbelievable, blah, blah, blah. And I said, what's the name of it? And he said, it's Quest. And I said, you know, I've never heard of it, so it can't be that good.
Right.
And, you know, it just put me right in my place because he'd been telling me about it for weeks and weeks, and we go to the USA, and he was like, oh, my God, there they are. And he brought me one of the bars, and I tried it and I was like, you got to be kidding me. It's got to have loads of sugar in it or it's got to, come on. It
can't be good.
It's not regulated by the FDA, so it's got to say all this stuff. And going over and talking to the guys, they were very like-minded, first of all.
Yeah.
I really just gelled with them. And I found myself really just kind of like wanting to know more. And so over the last few months, I've been talking to them more and more and more and saw the direction that they're headed. And, you know, like I said a little bit earlier, the bars are just the starting point for these guys.
Yeah.
And where they're going is kind of where I envisioned myself wanting to go. And by teaming up together, I think that we're going to really do, I think we're going to be a formidable force in this industry. I kind of think of us as the Avengers of bodybuilding and fitness.
Well, you know what? Ron, Tom, and Shannon over there, I always tell them, I say, you guys are the Apple computer of the nutritional industry.
Exactly. You know what? Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's like no boundaries, all original thoughts. There's no such thing as it has to be done this way or it's like the only way that it needs to be done is the way that it's best for the consumer, period. End of
story. You know what? Growing up, I used to always have this saying. I would say no is just an answer that people use if they're too afraid to go through the door or they just don't even want to think about it. These guys don't know what the word no means.
Right.
And
right.
I love that because that is my philosophy as well. So to find somebody, for the first time ever in this industry, I found a company that thinks in those terms and is really there for the benefit of the people. They're making products that they know are going to benefit people.
Right.
And that to me is honestly, I love the fact that you can change someone's life by doing something like this for
them.
Yes, absolutely. Literally change someone's life. And what better feeling is there than that, really?
Christian,
changing his life for the better, I should say. Not for the worse.
Christian, before we wrap up the interview, I've got to ask you this question. You must have had, like, amazingly handsome parents, right? Your mother had to be beautiful. Your father had to be like a statue, right?
Well, thank you. Sounds weird to think of it that way. But they were good looking. They were good-looking people.
I mean, because you really do have movie star looks. There's no doubt about it.
No, you're too kind.
No homo. Anyway,
no homo.
Christian.
No, honestly, I don't see myself that way, honestly, because I was the skinny, nerdy kid growing up, totally. I was literally the kid who got, and I mean literally, I was the kid who got beaten up every day for $1.25 in lunch money, every single day for years. And,
I remember the day I was 14 years old
and I went up to ask the first girl that I had ever really had a crush on. Out. I'd never spoken to her in my life. And I walk up to her and I said, hey, would you maybe want to go to lunch with me sometime or kind of go out or something? And it took me months to build up this courage. And she looked at me and she goes, you know, no, I don't want to hurt our friendship. And I looked at her and I go, but we don't even know each other. Like, that's how nerdy I was.
So I
don't see myself as a good-looking guy. I really don't. I mean, I appreciate you saying that, but I don't envision myself as that way. I think internally feel like I'm that nerdy kid, always trying to better myself.
But you see, that's why you are able to do the things that you do, because a lot of guys who look like you are all stuck up and idiots, but you're not, because inside you see yourself as just a regular person. You don't see yourself the way the world sees you, so you reflect back.
I'm a regular person who, I still read comic books. I still love comic books. I mean, I still am that same kid.
Well, that is a little weird, Christian. Okay. But anyway, listen, man, it's always great to talk to you. It's been too long. We're definitely going to have you back on the show soon. And I hope that those of you out there who have a physique, or a figure that is worthy of photography will take some of the pearls of wisdom that Christian has thrown your way and get yourself on a magazine cover soon. And if you do that, please send it to us here on Superhuman Radio, and we'll get you on the show to talk about it. Christian, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, you got it. Bye-bye.
And also want to thank Greg Ryan, author of Rich Trainer, Poor Trainer. Go to rich-trainer.com to learn more. And want to thank, again, Elisa Profumo for putting this show together. This is the first of a series. This is the SHR Superhuman Radio Learning Annex. We'll see you tomorrow with another great episode.